Say, have you entered the WBDJ Crazy Contest yet? It's easy to win. All you do is send us $10, and we'll send you 25 words or less. Decision of the judges is final. And you can win a grand prize of 100 bottle caps. Just send us as much money as you can afford. The person sending the most money will win the 100 bottle caps. Send your entry today.
Radio running on a BCQ.
Lost Discs Radio.
Lost Discs Radio running on a BCQ.
On WBCQ.
We got Jimmy Knight, Dr. Doc Brown, old Joe Stax is sometimes around on Lost Discs Radio running on BCQ. Wow.
How can I be down whenever you're around me and I feel you making me high? Troubles disappear whenever you are near because you got me higher than I could fly. Higher than the stars in the sky. You've got the magical mind. I'm gonna take you here in the night and make you know you're mine. I'm gonna take you here in the night. I need you all the time. How can I be blue whenever I'm with you? It's like I'm gliding high in the sky. Life was such a down until you came around. Now it's exciting, so exciting. Life was just a downer till now. Then you came along and oh wow. I'm gonna take you here in the night and make you know you're mine. I'm gonna take you here in the night. I'm needing you all the time. Till now, then you turn me on and oh wow, I'm gonna take you here in the night and make you know you're mine. I'm gonna take you here in the night. I'm needing you all the time.
Ah, that record was strictly
Squaresville.
Yes, yes. Some people might have been into that one. I don't know. That was the candy pop sounds of the Yellow Balloon. Yeah, sure. You know, a Gary Zechley production. And we, how can I be down from the Yellow Balloon?
You know, he did some work with Dean there.
Dean Barry of Jan and Dean.
Dean, oh, Dean Torrance.
What? Oh, Dean Torrance of Jan and Torrance.
Right, Jan and Terry, Bean and Jerry.
Well, you know, last we're on the heels now of our Jan Barry food for thought spectacular after he died there.
Did you realize that there were two songs that I wanted to play last week that didn't get played?
Love and Hate.
Yep, and.
I don't know the other one.
You really know how to hurt a guy. See, and that you really hurt me.
Because I didn't play Love
your,
and Hate.
With your actions. Yes.
With my verbiage.
And your words.
We'll get that on at the next...
Yeah, I was really mad at you, you little jerk.
We'll play Love and Hate at the next the next full moon.
All right.
And the next terrorist event.
Promise?
Sure.
All right.
You know what's happening is, speaking of terrorist events, isn't this also some sort of... we're coming to the end of some sort of Jewish holiday, Doc.
Passover.
Right. And so we've been playing all these sort of pagan Easter referenced songs, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going to do one now that maybe is not so much of an Easter pagan reference as it might be a somehow, I don't know if it's a Passover reference, but it could be a Jewish reference. Everyone's going to know this, at least when it starts off, because it's based on that old familiar tune by, you know, Herman's Hermits. You remember Herman's Hermits out of the 1964 British invasion craze?
Sure.
No, think of the other one about Mrs. Brown having a lovely daughter.
Right.
Well, you're all gonna know that riff. Speaking of all those riffs that we had going around on the show tonight, and when you hear this riff, you're gonna say, "Oh yeah, he's gonna play that song," but we're not playing that song. We're playing this one on Lost Discs Radio.
Mrs. Schwartz, would you talk to your daughter? Would you make her please leave me alone? It makes me sad, and it looks very bad, the way she looks at me and chases me around. Mrs. Schwartz, you've got an ugly daughter. Hate to come right out and tell you so. I'd rather walk the plank or kiss a Shimon tank than touch that skin that's much akin to knotty pine. Walking about up and down Broadway, oh, she sure stands out. What a mess. Oy vey, are you sure that ain't the mask you've worn her? Such a face I've never seen before. She'll never be a queen, except on Halloween. She's got a build just like a female Frankenstein. Walking about at night or in a fog, oh, you pick her out, 'cause she's such a dog. Now I'll tell you why I've come to see you, and why I had to put your daughter down. She makes my girlfriend sore. Mrs. Brown, that Mrs. Brown, she's got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Brown has got a lovely daughter.
Lost Discs Radio, here on the planet.
Mobs of students surrounded State College today. They explained they were anti-Semitic. The tactile unit of the local police mob forced the students to surrender by late this afternoon.
Doc, the Partridge Family is coming on TV.
Okay.
Doc, would you rather go watch the Partridge Family?
No, what happened? When you start playing this song, something crazy always happens when this song comes on.
If you'd rather go watch the Partridge Family than listen to this show, I would understand.
No, I'm all right.
All right.
I'm having fun learning how to play that thing that looks like a guitar.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, if anybody...
So now what's going on?
You know there's going to be trouble if I'm playing that song, don't
right,
you?
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, here's the idea. Now, I suppose if you turned on The Nick at Night or something, you might catch the Partridge Family on the show there. If you had the cable, you'd have to have a cable hookup. But being as people are listening to us on the old antiquated shortwave medium, perhaps,
they might not even have a TV.
We're going to help them out because, you know, you could go watch The Partridge Family, but if you're going to stay and listen to our show, we have to do something that's going to be just as good. And what we've got for you now is a Danny Bonaducci solo record.
Right.
Are you prepared? Sure enough, in 1973, Danny Bonaducci convinced somebody, or somebody involved with Danny Bonaducci convinced someone somewhere to put out an entire album of Danny solo stuff. Now, his voice is sort of just changing at this point. You see, he's like 13 years old. But I think for the most part, people are going to dig it, especially on a candy pop, Easter-laden sort of Jewish night as it is here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. You'll know the song, but no kidding. It's Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family fame on Lost Discs Radio.
Baby, if I'm acting strange, I'm just hoping, baby, what's wrong with you? Now you don't treat me, baby, like you used to do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's little Yardbirds action there tonight. Sure enough, the Yardbirds spinning around, you know, from the early mid-60s action there. Baby, what's wrong with you? And before that, it was Danny Bonaducci. No kidding on that. I kind of hate to do it to you folks, but on a night like tonight, this is the kind of stuff that we're going to do to you. Feeling Groovy, the old Simon Garfunkel tune.
Well, what we have to do now is you a challenge you? To see if you could find something from Susan Day.
Yeah, Susan Day.
I loved her.
She was great, man.
I loved her.
Yeah, she had that.
God.
She had that that look about.
That look, right.
That Lolita thing.
Way better than Marcia. Way more than Marcia did.
Speaking of that kind of stuff here.
As the matriarch of the kids.
Well, you know, it would be easy to come up with some Maureen McCormick stuff.
Right, right.
Susan Day, that's another one. Maybe we'll just play the theme song from that show she was in. What was she in? Something in the 80s. L.A. Law. That's a little out of our jurisdiction as far as the discs that we spin here on the show go, you know, because we're sort of like a mid-50s to early 70s kind of oldies show. And it's a different kind of oldies show, I guess, but you don't want to call it that because there's another show by that name. On WBCQ. Speaking of WBCQ, here's another email that came in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, we're doing a live show. Why not? We'll go live for you. Even on the holidays, Doc, you'll work, right, on the holiday?
Yeah. I've been
you give up your Friday night.
Yeah, I will work.
And here we are from Alexandria, Virginia tonight.
I will work for airtime.
Somebody. They don't leave a name, but somebody in Alexandria, Virginia emailed in and said the signal is coming in nice and loud and clear, and They said, remarking on that riff earlier, Doc, it is a catchy riff indeed. Can you get that riff one more time on the show tonight?
Sure, I can. Here,
I'll get. Wait, you can say. Let me give the email.
I'm just gonna get that little guitar thing.
Here, it is. Yeah, okay, yeah, wait. Let me give the email first, folks. While you're setting up there, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Hey, spell the word discs with a C, and then we'll check it. You got 10 more minutes or so to get it in tonight, and comment on this riff.
Yeah, here it is. Here it is.
Do it. Yeah, do the riff. That's the riff.
The pie.
Yeah. The Easter eggs have all gone blank. And I want my baby back. you know, that's how it is on the show. Let's just check the email again and see if something has happened. There's no way. Oh, yes. More emails coming in. Another signal report. Hey, we're checking it live. We're clicking live on the computer here with you on the BCQ thing here. Hi, guys. It's a propagation report from Greenlee, Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah. 45 miles north of Denver. And he is getting a good hard signal down there. Some guy named Don Ernest. Hey, Don.
Hey, we like him. You know why?
Yes.
He's got two first names.
That's right. Yeah, that's the way it goes here tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Anybody that has two first names, email it in now. LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. And yeah, you know, discs with a C. Come on, just do it for once. Hey, something about Tasha Femkins emailed in again here. Something about the fires of hell. Let's just take a look at it.
Oh, what?
This can't be good. This could be very frightening. Can we have that riff again? Oh, something about thanks to you and Danny Bonaducci, she says, I have seen the fires of hell. And it has come to a feeling groovy apocalypse. Well, you know, wait. Something about this. She will cry all day long, and she will never sleep again if we play Susan Day. And she says, I mean it.
All right, that sounds like a challenge.
That sounds like she's got baggage. Tasha Femkins has baggage, in case you didn't realize. Something tied in with Danny Bonaducci and Susan Day, and that could be ugly. So here we go. Tonight, Doc, do you realize that it is our show number 88?
No, I didn't know.
Do you realize that? As a celebration, we are going to play, of course, a record by a group called The 88s. Hey, let's make it a trivia. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. Anybody who can email in and tell us in radio lingo, what does the term 88 stand for? Yeah, you know, you hear those guys in the ham radio saying, 73s, many 73s. And they're calling CQ. Well, if you can tell us what the radio slang for 88s really translates to, maybe we'll send you a prize. Doc, we can send them some Easter candy in the mail, can we? That's legal.
We'll send them a little black egg.
And here it comes. Tonight off the Monument Records label. Oh, yeah, that'll be nice. It'll smell so good. It smells so sweet. Here it is. I'll Never Be Free by the 88s tonight on Lost. Oh. Oh. Hey, don't talk over the record. The 88s. Dig it.
Each time I hold somebody new, my arms grow cold thinking of you. No one can take your place, darling, in my embrace. I'll never be free.
I'll never be free.
And when my lips burn with desire, satisfy this longing in me.
I'll never be free.
I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet, sweet surrender in your eyes. How can I be free when I still remember how you thrilled me with a sigh? Just like a chain bound to my heart, your love remains, though we're apart. Each kiss I gave to you made me a slave to you. I'll never be free.
I'll never be free.
Radio Lost Discs, Radio Lost Discs, Radio Lost Discs, Radio.
Friday.
All right. Well, there's another riff. There's another exciting riff for you from Captain Groovy and his Bubblegum Army. And the Bubblegum March tonight on Lost Discs Radio. Hey, two emails have come in now answering the trivia question on 88. So let's take a look at them really quickly.
We
got to do this fast because we got about a minute left. Hey, oh, it's C. I see. Someone in Virginia. Cool show. Tasha is hot. And you both guys are cool. John, some guy named John. P.S. 88 is love and kisses. John wins. John, send your mailing address if you would like. Boy. Oh, wait, we got two more. I can't keep up. We're never going to get through these. Send your mailing address if you'd like us to send you a little black egg. No kidding. 88 guys, love your show. Well, okay. Well, he doesn't tell us the definition of it. He doesn't win. We don't know who that was. We don't know where they're calling from. Some guy named Colin. Oh, it's the guy Colin from earlier. The guy in Colorado? I don't know. Here we go. Answer to your question. In ham radio slang, 88 means hugs and kisses. Patrick in Richmond, Kentucky.
Wait, hugs or loves?
Hugs. But not which, drugs.
Which is right.
Right, he wins. Hugs and kisses or hugs and loves or whatever. That wins. They win. Doc, we got to go. It's 10:59. And
no, we're good. We got another 40
it is,
seconds.
You know, send it to the P.O. Box if you know the answer, too. It is P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. And we'll be digging you next time on another pagan holiday, maybe. And happy Friday. Groovy Friday from Lost Discs Radio.